Lukuta Sichas Chelek Yud Beis Tazria Beis. Ala Pasuk Isha Ki Tazria Beyol Zachar, in regards to the Pasuk that says that if a woman will be Mazria and give birth to a boy, Amar Razal, our sages say, Isha Mazras Tchila Yeled Zachar. If a woman is Mazria first, then she gives birth to a boy. Ish Mazria Tchila Yeled Snekeva. If the man is Mazria Tchila, then she gives birth to a girl. Well, maybe Admor Azakin, so the Alter Rebbe brings about this, Pirush HaPhilosophim, he says that the philosophers explain in regards to this, Lufisha Isha Mazras Tchila, because if the woman is Mazriya Tchila, Hare Tipas Azacha Ba Bachreina, so then the male's contribution comes after the law of Gobar, and since what is above is dominant, so therefore she will give birth to a boy. Whereas if the man is Mazriya Tchila and then the woman, so the woman's is dominant because it's on top, so therefore they'll give birth to a girl. But the Alter Rebbe writes in regarding to this explanation, in other words, that he disagrees with this. It's very difficult to say that that's the reason, but Pirush Loshna Isha Mazras Tchila, it's difficult to interpret it into the words of the Gemara, Isha Mazras Tchila, the Mashma Shemimena Dafke Bazras HaZachar, that it seems from the Gemara that it's because the woman, it's from the woman's Mazriya that the boy is born, not that ultimately it comes from the man's. The Leyal Desha Zachar Mazriya LeBaseifa, not only because the man came last, and since that's above, so that's dominant. So that's difficult to interpret into the words of the Gemara. But and another thing, also our sages say in Nida that in regards to Dina it says Bitoi, Be'es Dina Bitoi, saying that Dina is the daughter of Yaakov, Bita Shol Yaakov. Whereas by the boys, the Shvatim, it says Bnei Leia, they are Meyuchas. The Torah calls them the children of the sons of Leah. And the reason is, the Gemara Nida says, Ki Isha Mazras Tchila, because when the woman is first, so therefore it's a boy, and if it's a man is first, so it's a girl. So it comes out, from the Gemara it seems that it's from the Zriya of the woman that the boy is born. That's why the Torah is Miyachas, the boys to Leah and the girl to Yaakov. The Chenu Medrash Rabba Tazria say Perik Yudalid Hazochar Mina Isha. So also in Medrash Rabba, it also says the same thing, that the Zochar comes from the woman, directly related to the woman, and the girl is directly related to the man. So therefore, not as the philosophim explained it. The Chenu Farish. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe explains. That it's due to the woman's hazra that the zohar is born, and not as the philosophers explained it, that because the male's hazra comes last and the male comes from the male's hazra, that's not how it is. Ayin Shem, you can see there. However, since the interpretation of the philosophim is also brought by Gedali Yisrael, Shehuvu Kama Pama Bechsidus, it's quoted by the Rabbeinu Bechaye, he actually goes by that, and he was he's brought many times in Chsidus, Hashem Nish Pashtu Berev Tutsis Yisrael, and his Sefer has become well publicized amongst Yidden, and therefore that gives him the acceptance that we consider it to be a chelik of Torah. Of a frachad mora zokin, kan gufa meri pirush, in fact, the Alter Rebbe himself quotes that pirush, afshem mefarash achach beifanachar, even though ultimately he rejects that explanation and he goes a different way. But still, since he quotes it, sarach leimar, shagam ladasad mora zokin, yeshmaka lepiruzeh, b'may merazal, isha mazras tchila. Since he quotes it, it means that he considers it to be somewhat acceptable, that at least on some level, one could think that that should be the pshat. Maybe Pirushim Klal, if he didn't think it merited any attention, he wouldn't have brought it. But of course, ultimately, the Alter Rebbe says that the main pshat is that the hazra of a boy comes from the woman, and vice versa. Not as the philosophers say that the hazra of a man leads to a boy. So to understand all this and what it means, we first have to explain. This idea that the Isha leads to a Zohar and vice versa, it evolves from the fact that everything in Olam Hazeh, everything begashmius, evolves from the way it is beruchnius. Ish v'isha zehu kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. The man and the woman that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yidin. The kashera isha mazras tchila, when the woman is the first to be mazriya, hainu shebetchila kodma yisrus l'tata. That means that the Isrus Latata, the Avoida of the Bnei Yisrael, came first. And that led to a responsive Isrus Leila, Hashem's blessing bestowed upon their Avoida. Azaya led the Zohar, then that leads to a boy being born. Hainu Ava Rabba, which means that it leads to a greater level of Ava. That means an Ava in which a person can reach that he wants nothing at all except for Hashem. Whereas when the Ish Mazriya Tchila, which in Aveda means that the awakening by the Yidden came as a result of the Eibishter bestowing upon them a blessing to begin with. Without them having first initiated an Aveda which would bring a response, the Isarus Leila came to begin with. Azaya Levis Nakeba, that only leads to a smaller level of Ava, Shukatnas Ava, Ava Zutta, what's called a small level of Ava. The Noshim Daitam Kala, as we know that Noshim that they have a man has a more dominant opinion and so on, and therefore it's a longer lasting type of result. But Tamla Zahu, the reason for this is because the Yisarusud Leila from above, which comes on its own without having been evoked, awakened by the Aveda of the Yidin Lamata, that, as he quotes, comes only from the outer dimension of the Eir, and it comes from the outer level of the Chayas from Ein Baruch Hu. But when the Yisruz L'Tata comes first, therefore, the Yisarus Leila, which comes as a response to that, comes from a higher level, the Pnimi Yisar, from the inner dimension of the Eir, Vachayah Shemeir, Ein Sof Baruch Hu B'Knesset Yisrael, from the inner dimension of the Chayas, which Ein Sof bestows upon B'Knesset Yisrael, by Yidei Zeh, Yiled HaZachar, and through this, it brings forth a Zachar, She'ar Ol of Ruach Memorim, the Lias Ava, B'Knesset Ava Rabba, that this is, it leads to an Ava, which comes from a higher level. The Sarusud Le'ela produces, that comes as a result of the Sarusud Le'tata, produces a higher level Ava from the Pnimius of Ava, of the Eir, which leads to an Ava Rabba. L'chayre, so it would seem, Mekiv, and Shayladus Ava, Shemachina Zachaba, Bepailin, Sarusud Le'ela, ultimately what this means, according to what it says here, is that the Ava, which is called an Ava Rabba, the Zohar, where does it come? It comes ultimately from the Yisurus Le'ela, which comes after the Yisurus Le'tata, that leads to a Zohar, but it's coming from the Yisurus Le'ela. And the fact that it needs the Yisrusud L'tata to initiate this relationship is only so that it should, the Yisrusud L'tata evokes an Yisrusud L'ela, which comes from Pnimi Yisrael. So it comes out then that ultimately the Hayladus HaZachar comes not from the Isur, from the Zera Isha, which is the Yidin, the Avod of the Yidin, Ki Mizera Ish, it still comes from the Ish, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isur is the label Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keshidus HaPhilosophim, which is more in line with what the philosophers say, that the Zachar comes from the Zachar and the Nekeva comes from the Nekeva. Ve'eich Zemasim in Pirush Admor HaZachar. So how does this fit with the way the Alter Rebbe interprets it, the Lodos HaZachar Mizera Isha Atzma, that the Zachar comes from the Zera Isha, where here it seems that ultimately it's the Yisurus Le'elo which is bringing out the Ava Rabba and not the Yisurus Le'tata. V'hinei v'pashtus yesh l'chalik. On a simple level we could explain the difference. L'pirush philosophim ein lodos Zachar shaychus le'isha, that the way they interpreted the philosophers, the birth of the Zachar has no connection to the woman at all. It all has only to do with the Zachar. Elisha la ish the la gavar. It only comes from the ish. Mashen kein lefi abir ba'avedus Hashem. But the way we can explain it now in avedus Hashem, harei elodus azachar shehi bebchinas ava rabba ba'mumayla. This elodus azachar, which comes as a result of the from mumayla, ba'mitzadis ruzulatata shehi he hamayreres. That ultimately the Knesset Yisrael, the Isha, has something to do with bringing out this Hayloda Sazachar, even though the ultimate Hayloda comes from the Yisrael, and which leads to the Ava Rabba. So in other words, that there is some connection between the Hayloda Sazachar, Ava Rabba, with the Knesset Yisrael, the Aveda Mumata, this is the Latata. So it's not the same as the philosophers say, but Omna means a Masvik. But in truth, this doesn't really answer the question. Sharei Sof Sof, Hayladus HaZachar, Eina Mitzad HaYisha, because in the end, the Hayladus HaZachar does not come from the woman or the Yisrus Latata Atzma, Elamei Yish, but it comes from only from the Yish, Yisrus Leila. Ki Yisrus Latata Yirak Siba Bilvad, Shetehe Yisrus Leila, Mechinis Mimis Ha'ir. And the role of the Yisrus Latata is only the reason why this type of Yisrus Leila will come forth from Pnimis Ha'ir. But it comes from the Yisrus Leila. Avalei Lo, Dehi Yisrus Leila. Kalosh Malkut HaTayra Shon. As the Lukot HaTayra says it, Vahidei Zeh Yileda Zohar Shiyara Olav Ruach Memorim. That through this, through the Aveda of the Yisrus Latata, through this it will lead to Yileda Zohar, because that will bring, evoke, the Yisrus Le'ela from a deeper place. Vare Metaikan Morozokan Kama Pa'omim B'Pirushay Poshut the Maimer Azal, and as the Alter Rebbe is Medayik in the way he interprets the Maimer Azal, Shem is Zera Ha'isha Dafka Neila D'Zachar. He wants to say that it's from the Zera Ha'isha that the woman, that the boy is born. Kaloshna Medrash HaZachar Min Ha'isha, as the Medrash spells it out clearly, that the Zachar comes from the Isha. And that's how the Alter Rebbe wants to say it. Okafisha Misayim Lafi Pirusha Loshna Ha'posek Nicha Kipshutai She'isha Kizazriya Teile Di'alidei Zem Mamash Zachar. And as he actually concludes the discussion, that this is what the Pasuk seems to say, that makes it a simpler read of the Pasuk, that it's the woman that is Mazriya, that brings forth the Zachar. So the Alter Rebbe wants to say that it comes dafke from the Zachar, and that's what's mashma from the Pasuk, and that's what's mashma from the Maimer Azal. So, but from ultimately what it seems to be in the explanation of how it is in Ruchni is that it's not really from the Nekeva, it's really from the Yisrus Leila that it comes forth ultimately. So that needs to be explained. Gimel, Dehine Dugmas HaPirusha B'Lukut HaTayra, similar to what is written in the Lukut HaTayra, Asher HaLodos HaZachar Me'agilu Shalomayla, that the HaLodos HaZachar comes from the greater revelation, Mumayla, L'Shigilu Zeh Bava Sibis HaTamas HaYisrus L'Tata, but that it, what evokes that greater gilui is the Yisrus Latata. Mefarish l'cheira gam ba'ir chayim ha-kadosh. This is also, can be found in the way the Eir HaChaim explains it. Ala pasuk, on this pasuk, v'zeh l'shoyne Knesset Yisrael nikras Isha. The Knesset Yisrael, the Yidden are called Isha. Isha kisazriya pirish azros mitzvahs amaisim tayimim. So he says the Isha kisazriya means when the Yidden plant mitzvahs amaisim tayimim, Yisrus l'tata, what we call in Lakuta Teres Yisrus l'tata, v'yolda zachar, that leads to a zachar. He bechinas elyoyna mebchinas anakeva. That leads to a greater darga than the nakeva. By idea hakosov, and the pasuk tells us ki im Knesset Yisrael tazriya, that if the Yidden will plant their Torah mitzvahs, vade shetayla that darga elyoynas, certainly that will give birth to higher levels. Uhu maimer azal, and this is what our sages tell us: Eitzem aflogas aplius asher yafli Hashem bebias agoyel. That this is what will ultimately lead to the great wonders from Hashem when the Mashiach comes. V'yechaven lahavdil bein hagula asida lagula she'avra shel Mitzrayim. And there is a difference between the Geula asida and the Geula which happened in the past from Mitzrayim, she'a Yisrael orim ba'eria. At the time of Mitzrayim, the Yidden were naked. They had no mitzvahs. And therefore it led to a geula loy omad kinachar rabayis v'golu. Therefore it led to a geula which did not last, and ultimately the Beis Hamikdash were destroyed and they went back into golus. Ein teiva zu bebchina zachar, that's not called zachar. Aval a geula asida, but the geula of Mashiach, l'tzad shal koponim tiyah b'emtzoz chus Yisrael, because it comes via the schusim of the Yidden through the Torah mitzvahs that the Yidden do. That gula will be on the level of Zohar, and will last forever. So that's what the Yer Chaim says. Now the gula asida comes from the Eivishtah, as he himself writes, that it only comes via the schusim of the Yidden. So again, he says the same thing, similar to what it says in Lakuta Torah, that it comes from the Eibishter. In other words, it comes from this Rus L'Eila, is what leads to the Zohar. Amnon, however, Be'emes Beis Pirushim Eilu Shubei Rachayim Shul Lakuta Torah and Biurim Shainim. The truth is that what the Rachayim and Lakuta Torah, even though it seems similar, but it's really two different types, two different explanations. The Hine is a Lakuta Torah, because in Lakuta Torah it also says, Shebechinas Yisrusu L'Eila, Habayi De Yisrusu L'Tata. The Yisrusu L'Eila that comes after, in other words, through, as a result of Yisrusu L'Tata, Ima Yisrusu L'Eila, Shebechinas Yisrusu L'Eila, Habayi Mitzad Atzma, even though it's true that this type of Yisrusu L'Eila is greater than the Yisrusu L'Eila that comes when, if it's not initiated from below, and how is it different? Because the Yisrus L'Eila comes only from the Chitzay Nisar, and the one that comes through the Yisrus L'Tata comes from Pnim Yisar, as he mentioned before. So although that's true, b'chol zeh yesh ma'ila gam b'Yisrus L'Eila m'shem mitzad atzmo, still, there is a certain quality that from the Yisrus L'Eila that comes on its own, al Yisrus L'Eila habay the Yisrus L'Tata, over the Yisrus L'Eila that comes as a result of Yisrus L'Tata. Shehaba mil ma'ila mitzad atzma, the one that comes mil ma'ila on its own, hinim sheches mepchinas na'ila yaser, ultimately it comes from a higher level. Mepchina kazu she'ein Yisrus L'Tata magasham. It comes from such a place where the Avodas HaTachtonim, Yisrus L'Tata, couldn't even reach to that place. Mashenken Yisrus L'Eila, Namsheches Leidektim Yisrus L'Tata, whereas the Yisrus L'Eila that comes from through the Avodah of the Tachton, Hirak Mepchines Kazusha Yisrus L'Tata Magashom. It can only come from such a place where the Avodah of the Tachton can reach there. And that's why it's able to evoke that Yisrus L'Eila, because it has reached there through its Avodah. Ela she'yesh b'mayla. But of course there is a certain mayla in the Yisrus L'Eila which comes as a result of Yisrus L'Tata. That mayla is ki b'chinas zu atzmei mebchinas pnimis kanal, because this kind of Yisurus Leila comes from the pnimius of that lower level. Which is why it gives birth to a zacher, because it came from the pnimius of that lower level. Whereas the first Yisurus Leila, even though it ultimately comes from a higher level, but it comes from the outer level of that higher level, and therefore it doesn't have a lasting effect. It's not a zachar. Then, in continuation, there he explains, there is even a third level of Yisurus Leila, which is also a level of Yisurus Leila, which is higher than Yisurus Latata. In other words, a place where the Yisurus Latata cannot reach at all. That's where this third level is. But this kind of Yisurus Leila can only be brought forth, cannot be brought forth, only if there was a complete and a perfect Maisa Tachtainim, Shekvar Nishba Leim Yisurus Le'ela Shalafi Erech Yisurus Le'tata. In other words, there are three levels. There is the Yisurus Le'ela that comes as a result of the Yisurus Le'tata. There is the Yisurus Le'ela which comes from a higher level than that. And then there is the Yisurus Le'ela which comes from an ultimately higher, an even higher level, and that kind of Yisurus Le'ela can only be brought forth after the Yisurus Le'tata evoked an Yisurus Le'ela of a middle level type of Yisurus Le'ela, which has bestowed its blessing, its oir, on the Maisa Tachtainim. Azai Sheiru Mizgala Gamkin Yisurus Le'ela Shalomayla Maylam Erech Yisurus Le'tata Klal. Then it can bring out this ultimately higher type of Yisurus Le'ela to be brought down onto this already blessed exchange of Aveda Samata and the Bracha from Lemaila. Then it can bring out an even higher Bracha, the third level of Yisurus Leila. Omesayim Sham, and he concludes there, Shegimel B'chinas Elohim Kariv Le'inyin Gimel Asmanim the Pesach Sviras HaOmer Ushvus, that these three levels of Yisurus Leila, which comes as a result of Yisurus Letata, the Yisurus Leila which comes on its own, the Yisurus Leila which comes as a result of Yisurus Letata, and then this ultimately higher type of Yisurus Leila, they can be compared in some way to the three times, the three types of Aveda, which is Pesach, Sviras HaOmer, and Shavuos. How so? The Pesach, Hoye B'chag, Hoye B'chinas Dilug, B'gili Yisurus Leila Mitzad Atzmei. Pesach was the Yisurus Leila, which came not as a result of Yisurus Letata, because there was no Aveda, as we said before, the Erech Haim said. Then there is Sviras HaOmer, Hua Hamshachas Yisurus Leila, Yide Yisurus Letata. Then comes Sviras HaOmer, which is the Yisurus Leila, which comes as a result of the Yisurus Letata. The Sviras HaOmer is the Zichuch of the Nevesh HaBahamis, is the purification of the Nevesh HaBahamis, that's the Aveda Samata, which brings to the Aveda, to the Yisurus Leila. V'achakach b'yem ha'mishim, and then is Shavuos, which is the 50th day. Hu gilui shara nun sholomayinu Yisurus Letata. This is a gilui of the 50th darge, which is beyond Yisurus Letata. It's something that you cannot reach on your own. V'zeo b'yem ha'shlishu b'yeis ha'boiker. That's why the third day, from in the story of Matan Torah, on the third day in the morning, that's the third day which transcends all the Aveda. That's the Yisurus Leila on the highest level, which is cannot be reached through the Aveda Shamata. Harei Muvan. So we understand that Pirusha Be'era Chaim, Pirusha Be'Lakuta Torah, Hein Pirushim Shayna. From this we see that the Be'era Chaim and Be'Lakuta Torah are two different things. Lefi amavur b'lekuta teira yeled the zochari b'chinas yisurus leila boi the yisurus letata mshachas b'sviras ha'imim. The Alter Rebbe in lekuta teira is talking about the type of yisurus leila which comes as a result of yisurus letata, which is we just said relates to sviras ha'imim. But the Eira Chayim seems to relate the Yeled HaZachar to what will happen by the Gula Asida. Hapchina Zachar, Shaychas Rusul, that kind of Zachar, Shayechas Lissurus Leila Gimel. That relates more to the third Darga Lissurus Leila that we were speaking about, Shibayema Shlishi, what he calls the Yema Shlishi, the Chagashavuas, or otherwise known as Chagashavuas, the Shar Hanun, which is Be'ike Lasid Lovay. The ultimate of this will be a Takeb Lasid Lovay, which the Eibush himself has to bring about. So the Eir HaChaim is talking about the third Darga, whereas the Alter Rebbe L'Kutat Torah is talking about the middle Darga. Ha'ele Mekola Nal. So what comes out from all this is Shebe Maimer Azal Ishim Azras Tchili Yeled Zohar, that in this Maimer Azal, that the woman leads to a Zohar, Matzinu Shnei Pirushim. We can see two different interpretations of Bishnei and Biurim Seisrim L'Chaira. And these two Pirushim seem to contradict each other in two ways. Aleph, Bamesh, Isha Mazras, Chila, Shazil Adazachar, in the issue of the woman leading to the being Mazriat Chila that gives birth to a son, that can be seen in two ways. Im Hayloda Ba Mizera Isha, whether the birth comes from her zera, Aisha zera isha, Aisha ruzulatata, Yirak siba, Asher ruzulaylet, Tia mepchinat naylus yeser, or that the Aisha ruzulatata is not what actually gives birth to the zachar, but that is what brings out an Aisha ruzulayla, which will give birth to a zachar. That's different. And Bay's another difference. Mepchinat the zachar anayla vayideisha isha mezras tchila. What type of zachar is brought forth through the Isha Mazras Tchila? Whether im koi al b'chinas ha-shaychus le-nevroim, are we talking about the Sarusad le-eila, which comes as a result of the Sarusad le-tata, meaning some a level which is somewhat connected to nevroim, and they reached it through their avayus ha-mata, agil l'shinim shol b'mem tes yimei svira, or otherwise, as we said, that this is what happens during the Sfira, Shemem Teshare Bina, which are within the reachable through the Aveda of the Yidin. Or does this Zachar refer to an ultimately higher Darga, much higher than any connection to Eilemis? Gilu Shara Nun, the revelation of the 50th Shar, she is Galav Chagashavuos, of Ika Losed Lovay, which comes about on Chagashavuos, which is also beyond our reach, or Be'ike Losed Lovay. So there are two differences in the way the Eir HaChaim sees it and the way the Alter Rebbe interprets it. We could say that these two differences are connected with each other. La bir shayis ruzulatata irak siba ilui b'chinas zochar urak mashu b'chinas pninius. In according to the explanation that the isaruzulatata is only what causes the isaruzulatata eila to give birth to a zochar. So the ilui of the zochar is only that it comes from pninius, but it isn't from a higher level. Aval Yeshla Erech V'Shaychus L'Nevroim. It's a level which has a connection to Nevroim, like Svir Zoymer. Omnam Kasha Knesses Yisroel Misalus Madrega Nailus Yaser. But when the Yidden are elevated to an even higher level than that, Ad Asher Eilodei Mezera Isha, until it's the Isha which actually produces the Zachar, not that it leads to the production of the Zachar through the Yisroel Zalela. When it's the Isha itself, when it's the Aveda itself, which brings forth the Sarusul Leila, the Zachar, then it gives birth to a much higher level, Apnimius, the Bechina Shalom Mailim, Shaychas Lenevroim, it brings forth a Gilui from Pnimius of Nara, the Darga which is within Eilemis, but the Darga which is ultimately higher than Eilemis, Okid Lakana, as we'll soon explain. So first we'll have to explain the maila of the inyan of aveda of isha mezras tchila, of in other words of aveda samata of the isurus l'tata which comes before isurus l'leil. One of the explanations of this is Lefisha yideya avayda davkin ishlemes hakavana denesava kodesh baruch hu liyus leidiru tachtonim. The reason that there is such power in avayda samata is because this brings to the ultimate the fulfillment of Hashem's intent, which is nesava kodesh baruch hu liyus leidiru tachtonim, that he wants to have a diru tachtonim. Since it's the avayda of yidden which brings this about, therefore it has this tremendous power. What it means is hakavana b'diru tachtenim he shatachtenim etzadin yonim heim hu diru lo yizbarach. When we talk about diru tachtenim, it means that it's the tachtenim which have to accept the Eibushter into his diru, into the tachtenim. Lachain sarach she'adira tiyas ayde avayda nisham es yisrael hamelubashes begufim, and therefore in order to have diru tachtenim, it's the tachtainim, meaning the neshamas Yisrael, when they are in gufim, that have to bring this about. Ki dafke oz nasim ha-tachtainim dir lo yizbarach, because only then do the tachtainim, which means the olam hazeh ha-tachten, only then does it become a dira. Ma shenkinim ha-dira ha-yisa nasim mitzad ha-gilu shemul ma'ila. Whereas if the dira was simply created because the Eibishter shone a great light which overwhelmed the whole world, and therefore it accepted the Eibishter into the world. That would lead to the Eibishter being there, but not being in the Tachten, because the Tachten never accepted, it never worked to receive the Tachten. It's only that they were overwhelmed by the Eibishter. And since this kind of dira v'tachtenim, which is accepted through the tachtenim, that can only be reached through avayda, so we have to say shagam giluim achi nailim, that even the highest type of giluim, gam bechinas er shalomaylo mishakos l'nivroim, even that kind of er that we talked about, which completely transcends nivroim, even that kind of air which the Avodah Samata cannot reach there, in the end they have to be brought forth through Avodah. If not, it's not Dira V'tachtonim. Sharei Yadua Shepirish Dira Lo Yizbarach Hi Dira Latz Musa, because we know that what does Dira V'tachtonim mean? It means a Dira to the essence of the Eibush, to the very highest level of Latz Musa. And if you'll say that that through Avodah we can only reach the places which Avodah can reach, but that which is beyond that, like Atzmus, cannot be reached through this. Whereas the higher levels are only gifted to us, and it's not a result of our Aveda. Yetzim Ezed, and it comes out, Shekolin in Aveda, Hurak Hachana Vesibel Adira, that our Aveda only sort of prepares the ground for the Dira of Atzmos to be able to come down, but it has nothing to do really with our Aveda, Ve'ilu Adira Atzma, Nasas Aliyadea Gilim Umayla, but that ultimately the Dira itself only came as a result of the Eibishter shining his light into the Mata. And since the dira has to come through avoda, because it has to be betachtonim, that it has to reach into our reality, so it has to be that it's the avoda which has to bring forth even that oir which isarus l'tata cannot reach. Adlam shachas atzmas, and bring down even ultimately atzmas itself. V'chein mocha gamra mavur b'tanya, and this also can be understood from Tanya, shagiluyim l'asit tluyim b'maseinu v'avaydaseinu, that all the giluyim which will happen when Mashiach comes is dependent on our avayda, ki agerim schara mitzvah yamitzvah atzma, because what causes the reward for the mitzvah, which is the gilui of Mashiach, is the mitzvah itself, because through the performance of a mitzvah we bring forth an oir from atzmus. And since what will happen when Mashiach comes is the fulfillment of this b'yema shlishi, in other words, the oir which is transcends completely any type of mata. In other words, that it also has to come about through the Aveda. So it's the Aveda which has to bring it out. So this leaves a question. How does this fit with what is brought in Lukut HaTorah? That through our Aveda we can only reach that which is Rus Lutata can reach. And now we're saying that that Dira B'Tachtayin has to be, that it has to, it's through the Aveda that you have to reach even to the higher levels, which are beyond our reach. But it seems from there that the higher levels can only come as a matan. So the explanation for this is, the world, the physical world, is filled with klippas and sitra achra, which are not just simply neutral, but they are anti-havaya, anti-God. That making a dira b'tachtonim is not merely bringing out the hidden message that the Eibishter really fills every part of the Gashmias. In other words, it's a neutral place. Gashmias is neutral. And you have to reveal that it's really what's behind it all is the Eibishter. Another way of saying this is that through the Aveid of Torah Mitzvahs, you reveal the inherent good which is to be found in Olam Hazeh. And that this makes it into a dir leizbarach, because now we reveal that it's really all the Eibishter. That is not what it is. Sharei ein zeh maspik klal, because that wouldn't be enough. Kiven shaylam azeh mole haynushu kli leklipas kanal, because we know that the world is not a neutral place. It is filled, in other words, that it contains klipa completely. Kiim b'derech hischachos b'olam hazeh. So therefore, the dira b'tachtonim that has to happen is not just some neutral thing and you have to bring out what is really inherently there, but that you have to bring a new darga to Olam Hazeh, because the Olam Hazeh is ultimately klipa, and we have to bring dira b'tachtonim. That is something new to the Olam Hazeh. On the kivin shekayach hayischachos hu batzmusi yisbarach. And to bring something new, to transform something completely in that way, that is only in the power of Atzmus. Similar to what we say, that it's only within the power of Atzmus to create something from nothing, Yeshma Ayin. So it's that kind of power that you need in order to be machadish, that Olam Hazeh, which is ultimately really klipa, should suddenly become a dira b'tachtonim. Adir lo yizbarach. So from this we understand, the zeshi yisrael oisim dira b'tachtonim b'derech ischachos. So how is it that the yidden are able to create this kind of ischachos? Hu lefishi yisrael v'kodesh b'rechu kul achad. The reason is because the yidden are one with Hashem, and the yidden also have this koyach of ischachos. V'lechein yesh v'em koyach ha'atzmos. Therefore, the yidden contain within them this koyach ha'atzmos. However, but in a way that this koyach is translates in the shamas a little bit differently than it is in atzmos. What? How is it different? In the shamas, we don't need the ability to be able to make something from nothing. We have to do the opposite. We have to transform the yesh into ayin, meaning into something that is, that it realizes, the yesh realizes that it's really an ayin, that it's really nothing, and that the Eibishter is really what it's about. So that's our power of his chachos, not yesh ma'ayin, but ayin from yesh. Al pizem muven, masha avaydad in Hashemis Yisrael, peyelos hamshachas ha'atzmos, which explains how the Aveda Neshama Yisrael is able to bring out Atzmus. Avsha Avedas HaNevroim Megas Rakat B'chinas Sheirus HaNevroim. Even though at the same time we say that the Avedas HaMata can only reach up to Yisrus L'Tata, to the Sheirus HaNevroim. How then can it bring out Amshachas Atzmus? Since the Yidden contain within us, the Koyach HaAtzmus HaMizbat HaBazeh SheBekoyachim LaHapech, as Olam HaZeh, which is expressed in their ability to transform Olam HaZeh, which in its true nature is Molik Klippus HaSitra Achra, the Olam HaZeh, which is really Molik Klippus, and we can transform it completely B'Yischachus to Kedusha, which is an Yischachus. L'chein al-yidei avayda zu mizgala koyach ha'atzmus shebahem, through this type of avayda, of bringing Dirav Tachtenim to transforming the Olam HaZeh into a Melkom Kedusha, this reveals our koyach ha'atzmus. This is an expression of our koyach ha'atzmus. And when we reveal the koyach ha'atzmus within ourselves, this brings forth the koyach ha'atzmus milmaila. B'signon achar, to say it in other words, inyan zesh is a little tata magas rak ad b'chinas hashaychus l'nevroim. This idea that the sarusat l'tata only reaches the shayrish l'nevroim, whom it's ad inyan l'nevroim. That is, if you were to look at us as nevroim, isarusat l'tata, as we are in our state down here. In our own state, we can only reach what is in our shayrish, but nothing more. The zeh shemevur b'lkut ha'Torah, and it's this which the Alter Rebbe explains in l'kut ha'Torah, shebechinas is ruz leila gimeli b'derech matana, that on that level, if we were looking from our shayrish and looking at ourselves as tachten, so then to receive that third level, that would have to be a complete gift. Because from looking at the Yisurus L'Tata as a Tata, as the lower, which is separate from the Ilah, on that level, from that perspective, we can only reach Sheirish and Evroim. Therefore, to receive anything higher than that would have to come to the Tata only as a gift, because we can't ever reach there. But if we are able to let go of ourselves, of thinking of ourselves as a Tata, because in the Koyach HaAtzmus within every Yid is also the Koyach HaAtzmus, which can be revealed through our Aveda of being Mevarer and Mezachich, the Olam HaZeh Achumri, which is a Koyach of Atzmus, which gives us the ability to be transformed, Olam HaZeh of Klippus, into a place of Kedusha. So then, from that, when you reach there, Gam Hamshachas HaBechinah Shalom Ma'ilam Meshachas La'ilamis, then even those levels which are much higher than Eilamis Va'ad Lamshachas HaAtzmus, even reaching all the way up to Atzmus, Himitzad V'Dasim Gufa, comes as a result of our own Aveda. The Mekivin Shaideya V'Dasim B'Birir Ha'ilam Mizgala Ka'ech Atzim Shabahem, that since through our Aveda of Dirib Tachtainim, which means to transform the Olam HaZeh Klippa into a Makam of Kedusha, this brings out our own Koyach HaAtzmus. Through this, it's our own Aveda which brings forth the Atzmus of the Eibishter into the world, and it's that our own, it's the Knesset Yisrael, the Yisarus L'Taka, which brought the Lotus HaZachar. Now, even though to create a dira is only from the koyach ha'atzmus sheyesh b'Yisrael, kol makom ayeski akavana the dira v'tachtenim yisha tachtenim yahapchu l'dira lo yisborach mitzad inyonim heim. But since the kavana of dira tachtenim is that the tachtenim should transform it through our own initiative, through our own abilities, l'chein mochav shasiyas adira tiyeh b'ayfen kazesh yugashi nasis loy mitzad koyach ha'atzmus shel Yisrael el mitzad koyach shel neshamas gufa. Since we have to be doing this through our own, where we are, and we are not atzmus, we are isur tata, we are the lower elements. So therefore, the dira v'tachtenim also has to be done through our own aveda, through our own tata, through our own lower element abilities, and not just through our Koyach HaAtzmus, which is really something which is maybe the pnimius of us is that, but that is not where we are living on a regular basis. Therefore, the way the Avodah has to work is that first you start with that which is within your Sheirish. You have to first do your Avodah in a place where the Yisurus L'Tata is able to reach our own reality. Avol Achrei. But then after we have completed that Avaida, and we have successfully brought about an Isurus Le'ela as a result of Isurus Le'tata, Hainul Achishin Nishlam Kola Shaykh Avedas and Evroim, after we complete everything that we are able to do through our own Avaida, Hain Avaida Veinam Shachashal Yada, both in regards to the Avaida that we do and the Hamshacha that it results in. That leads to a revelation of the inner dimension of that Avaida, Hainu, Koyach HaAtzmus, Yeshnu Avaida de Yisrael, which that leads to the revelation of the Koyach HaAtzmus, which there is in the Avaida de Yisrael, Mitzad Zeh Yisrael V'Kudsh Baruch Hu Kul Echad, being that we are one with Hashem. U'b'meila Nimshach A'oz, Gam B'chinas O'er She'enes Ruz L'Tata Magas Hashem, Ad L'Amshach HaAtzmus. And then that brings to the revelation of the higher level, which we can't reach on our own. But since all Aveda has to come as a result of our own efforts in our own place, therefore it has to start with the Yisurus L'Tata, which leads to the Yisurus L'Ela. And after we've completed that, can we reach to the Pnimius of a Yid, to the Koyach HaAtzmus within a Yid, to bring the higher level. Alpi Kol Hanal Yuvnu Beis HaBiyurim B'Pchinas Zohar. This explains the two ideas of the Zohar which comes as a result of Isha Mezras Tchila. The two things are Im Zohar Ubechinas Hashaychas Lenevroim Isa Rusul Le'ela Habeis Kimavur Vilgot Teira. Whether it's a Zohar which has a connection to Nevroim, as the Alter Rebbe says in Lugat HaTorah, as distinct from what the Ohr HaChaim said, that it leads to an even higher level, what will happen when Mashiach comes and so on, or that it leads to this higher level of Ohr, which will ultimately be Lasid Lovei Gemavur Ohr HaChaim. And so those two differences in Isha Mezras Tchila, whether the Zohar is this way or that way, and there the connection of those two levels, La'inyan Eichi Ha'elada Nasis Ha'idei Isha Mezras Tchila, how they are connected to how the Ha'elada comes from the Isha, Imhi Bar Mezera Isha Gufa, whether it comes from the Isha itself, Isha Zerak Siba, or the Isha is only a Siba, and it really comes from the Sarusud Le'ela. The explanation, the connection is Kasher Zera Isha Irak Siba Kapirusha Philosophim, when the Zera Isha is only the cause, but it doesn't come directly from the Zera Isha, as the philosopher said. Uberuchni is who? What does this mean spiritually? Sha'avayda the Knesset Yisrael Vam Shacha Mulmaila Hem Kiilu Shnei Dvarim, that the Avayda of the Yidden and what they bring forth from Lumaila are two separate things. Because on that level, there, we don't see yet the ultimate connection between the Yidden and the Kutchub and the Eibishter. And therefore, there is a difference between the Mata and the Lamaila. And that the Aved of Knesset Yisrael is only the cause that the Yisrus Le'ela should be in a more powerful way, the Pnis Pnimis Ha'er from the Pnimis Ha'er. Then what it leads to is a level which is within the realms of an Ivroyim. Because since the Aveda of the Knesset Yisrael is ultimately Yisurus L'Tata, Hainu Tata Shul Nivgum Eila, meaning that it's the lower elements as distinct from the higher elements. From this kind of relationship you can only reach to that which is within the sheirish of your sheirish. Pchinus is the leila, mishachas b'sfiris ha'imer, otherwise known as the sirus of the leila that we understand is the sfiris ha'imer. It's an aveda mulmata which leads to the memtesh, to reaching and accomplishing the memtesh sharem, which is within the sheirish of the neshamas. But then, when the Yidden finished their Aveda from the Yisurus L'tata, Kasher, Mizgala B'd Knesset Yisrael, She Yisrael V'Kut V'Rechu Kul Achad, when we reach a higher level, and we are able to reveal, through the Aveda of Adir V'Tachtayne, that the Yidden and the Eivisht are really one, Asher Oz Gama Amshach Ha'shul Ma'ilu Mesiyah Cheses L'Yisrael Atzmam, so then what comes from beyond the world is also connected to the Yidden themselves, because the Yidden themselves are connected to Atzmus. And this happens also Lamata by Ishvi Isha, that it's from the Isha that the Zachar is born. Not she is the cause of the Isha, this a removed cause, but that it's from the Isha, and as the Alter Rebbe explains it. And then that leads to the higher level, the third level of Yisroos Leila Shalomayla Meshachos LeNevroim, that revelation which is beyond Nevroim, Agilu to Sharanun, and it will lead also to Sharanun Bechinus Beim Hashlishi Yikimenu, that the Alter Rebbe, in other words, in Lukut HaTorah, only talks about the middle level, but after you reach the higher level, then you take a reach Beim Hashlishi Sharanun Mashiach and so on. Al pi kol anal tizbayer gam ashaych as the parshas tazriya in the sfiras ha'imer. This will also explain the connection between parshas tazriya and sfiras ha'imer. Shabarev shonim kairim esav izman hazeh, that in most years parshas tazriya is read in the time of sfiras ha'imer. Abir hazeh, what is the connection between parshas tazriya and sfiras ha'imer? The sfiras ha'imer ne'emar tisburu chamishim yoyim. By the Sefira it says you shall count 50 days. Umavur b'lukot ha'Torah. So the Alter Rebbe explains in Lukot ha'Torah, Af she'ein seifrim rak memtes yomim. Even though we don't count 50 days, we only count 49 days. She'im am shochas memtes sharabina, because that is what we are able to count. That is what we are able to purify on our own. V'yayim ha'chamishim seifrim b'shvuas. And when Shavuos comes, which is the 50th day, we don't actually count the day of Shavuos. And the reason is, Kilu Shom Ein Magia Kol Ma'aser HaTachtonim, because to the Sharanun, Ma'aser HaTachtonim can't reach there, so it's not up to us to do it. Ein Banu Keich Lam Shichai, Ayidei Sfira. We don't have the ability to bring it forth through Sfira. Elu Nimshach Me'elo. It's something that comes on its own. V'meilo V'gli Sfira Shalonu. In other words, without our counting. Im Kol Zeh Einen Nimshach Elu Bahaktin Tchila. Sfiras ha'imer memtes yomim, but it can only come by first counting 49 days. Only then can the 50th darga come on its own. That's why it says count 50 days. Shemaylo aleinu akosav kilu shachnu yom hamishim, because David considers it as if we had counted 50 days, because it's only as a result of our 49 days of counting that the 50th day will be brought forth. Which is what explains the connection between Tazria and this Sfirah. Because by Yolda Zohar, as we just explained, you also have these two things. First, you have the Zohar, which comes as a result of the Ishik Azriya, Yibchinus Memtes Sharabina, the Aveda of the Mata, which brings the Jesus Le'ela, which is within the dargis of mata of the nivroim, and then it leads to a higher darga. The zohar, which is even higher, sharanun, the 50th darga. And this ultimately also comes from the ishik izazriya canal, as we said before. In Likud HaTorah, the way the Alter Rebbe said in Likud HaTorah, that it was a result of revealing the Atzmus within every Yid, we are able to reach even that higher level. And as the Alter Rebbe says, Shemayla Olin Akosav Kilim Shachnayim Chamishim, that the Eivish considers it as if we are the ones that brought the Chamishim, Ki Yisrov Kitchabriyachul Kulachad, and this happens because the Yidin and the Eivish are one, and we have the Koyach Atzmus to be able to bring out this Atzmus into our own world.